Catastrophe, are you available?
Yes, Cheryl. I was just wondering, did you have announcements or anything first, or you just want me to?
Okay. I can do announcements. I wasn't sure how you wanted. Okay. So we are, tonight is Global Home Press, and we are so happy to have so many new members tonight that have joined the clarion call and the mandate to do Global Home Press. And we also, CAPC has a conference coming up September 13th through the 15th, 2019. And if you can, please make plans to attend to always support CAPC in any of her events that she has. And we also want to welcome all of our newest members, Ms. Jessie, Ms. Malene, Ms. Ursula. We have, hold on, let me make sure I don't want to leave anybody out. Ms. Yvonne, we have Ms. Jessie, we have Elder Sharon, Sharon Parker, Karen Quinn, we have Lorraine Hutchinson, we have Melina Queen, Diane Edmondson, Beaver Howard, I apologize if I'm saying that wrong, and Priscilla Jorna, Benita Edwards. And those are all our newest members, and some of our old members have returned. So we are just excited. We are fired up for tonight for the orientation from Apostle for what she's going to importate us. Like Elder Gaines said, we enjoy that we are here to get importation and how to take our Global Home Prayer to the next level. So now I turn it over to Apostle Cassandra Scott.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Cheryl is our administrator for a Global Prayer Home, and she is assisted by Brenda Burton, who was our previous administrator that have trained Cheryl, and they work together to make sure that everything that we need is in place and on spot as they serve administratively. And so I'm not sure how many we have on tonight.
I can give you a list, Pastor C.
Okay.
We have Jesse Harden, Maria Thomas, Dion Clark, Kenny Tucker, Lola McIntosh, Brenda Burton, Tony Cherie, Paulette Turner, Brenda Randall, Lorraine Hutchinson, Lucia Carmen, and Yvonne Holland. Did I leave anybody out? Elder Gaines, Yvonne Holland, Ursula Radcliffe, yep. And I think that did I leave someone out?
Yes, you did. That's not lovely.
Gloria Story.
Gloria
Story. You left out Beverly Howard.
Okay.
You pronounce it as Beverly. Well, I don't know what you said, but it's not Beverly.
It's Beverly. I apologize,
yes.
Ma'am.
No problem.
I
need coordination.
Diana,
I have a correction. No, I'm not.
Hello,
Diane Daughter. I have a correction.
Neither for a nation.
Okay. But that's the thing, you have at least 25 ladies or more tonight. Okay.
It's our Hollis, not Yvonne.
Okay, well, we want to thank each and every one of you for getting on tonight, and we got such an overwhelming expression since the summit of different ones that wanted to be a part of our Global Prayer Home. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I just wanted to spend a little time with you to make sure, I know this is the summer month, so that most of you can get started at least by September and many of our seasoned global home leaders are already started, and we are going to let a couple of them come up and give just a short testimony of what has happened for them since they have connected to the Global Prayer Home. And so this is just information tonight, and then I'll open the line for questions. But I am so excited about what God is saying and doing. Many of you may not know, but maybe about 3 years ago, we was in Atlanta at a regional meeting, at a regional prayer meeting, and the Lord impressed upon me at that meeting that He wanted me to birth Global Prayer Homes. I really didn't understand everything, but over the years, God has just opened up and laid a pattern in front of me so that I can train and equip other men and women to open up their home for prayer. And if you're just getting on, if you don't mind putting your phone on mute so we can have a clear recording for those that have to go back and listen. So if everybody on can look at your phone and just make sure it's muted, it sure will help us in our presentation on tonight. And so tonight I want to start off by asking you, will you join the mandate? Will you join the mandate to build a global prayer home for the kingdom of God? And will you be submitted under our covering and our leadership, as we will never ask you to connect without training, teaching, coaching, and discipling you for the work of ministry. For the work of ministry. And so the Lord just simply wants to know, can He use your house? And we all know that we are the house of prayer. We are God's church. But God wants to use each and every one of us to touch a sphere of people that are called to our DNA in the spirit. And I could never do all of this by myself. And that's why I love God so much, is because He used one body but many members. One body but many members. And so again, I want to know if you will join the mandate to be trained and discipled to be a global house of prayer. We have a website that we want each and every one of you to write down. And that website is www.globalprayerhomes.com. And if any of you can open up that site, you know, right now while we're talking, and you can just kind of roam and glance around, it's www.globalprayerhomes.com. I'm going to open mine as well. www.globalprayerhomes.com. We want you to become so familiar with that website. It has our home page. It has information about our prayer groups, contacts, and I am new here. Okay, and then it gives you information about how to start a global prayer home group. And you would literally just click there, and it gives you all the information. Where I would need each and every one of you to put your name, your email address, and in the message box, put your address and your phone number. Because I need to know what city and state that you are in. And you're going to send that information, submit it to us, so we can have all of your contact information. And Cheryl and Brenda will help me make sure you have everything you need on a monthly basis. So everybody needs to go to that website tonight. And I know you've given us your name, but we want to make sure we have the correct spelling of your name, your email address, and in the message box, put your address and a contact number. Okay? And if you're just getting on the line, why don't you make sure you mute your phone individually? And then if you click on the link that says prayer groups, and it says start a global prayer home group, and it gives you the information. Start a global prayer home with Dr. Cassandra Scott and our intercessors from all over the world. I want you to know that I'll never ask you to do anything that I don't support you in. We offer support for your global prayer home. We offer daily prayer for each and every one of you. I will be exhorting and praying over you with the word of God, providing you with assistance so that your home can be established and birthed. You will be able to connect to our prayer line Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. to let the word of God that is imparted through our ministry to be imparted into you. Because I hear some of you saying, I don't know what to say. Well, you want to connect with our church. You want to connect with our prayer line. And we have a message going forth every day until you're able to pretty much walk on your own. Okay, and so you will literally be communicating with me, and I have about 26 directors, and some of them will be joining me in helping disciple some of the global prayer homes. And so we want you to know we're starting a global prayer home group. Wonder about who is God impressing up on you to connect with. It could be family, friends, neighbors, associates. And then you decide whether you will be meeting in a home, whether you will be meeting online, whether you will be meeting on a conference call. And you can download the packet to get started. And you literally click on the link, and it gives you, from me, 6 important steps to implementing a successful prayer meeting. It's not difficult. It's very, very easy to get started. You will simply decide if your meeting will be held in home or by conference call. You will plan to have your meeting at least once a month for 1 hour. If you're meeting face-to-face, you might want to serve simple refreshments, but of course, don't make that a big deal. And can somebody that just got on, please check your phone and put it on mute for me. And we'll let you unmute in a few minutes. Even if you think your phone is muted, still check it for me because I hear some background noise. When you start your global prayer home, you will be giving words of encouragement and discipling God's people. Don't fret. It could be 1, 2, 10, 20, 50 people. It's as the Lord bless you. But you will be discipling. Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples. You got to make them. Because they don't even know they need to be disciples. But you're going to be trained through myself and my ministry. And we have the discipleship manual already available for each and every one of you. And you will spend a few minutes every time you're with those group of people. And you will talk about making disciples. How do you make disciples? We make them just like Jesus did. It's not like you got to go find, you know, some Greek and Hebrew. You're just going to follow the simple step. You're also going to teach people how to pray. We already have scriptures that are downloaded in category. Say that you have people in your global prayer home meeting and somebody asks for prayer for their money or healing or their family. You would simply pull from your scriptures of category and pray from the scripture, training them to do the same thing as you do as well. Before you know it, it'll be just like on the prayer line when you hear our intercessors take the prayer request, and then they ask them, do they have a scripture that they're standing on? And most of the times now, you always hear yes. But when we first started out, they didn't. But the culture has been built in our ministry, at church, and on our prayer line. And now we want to infiltrate that same culture in the global prayer home. You're going to always take prayer requests, praise reports, and pray over them. You also are going to make announcements about the next meeting and see if they have any questions before you dismiss, you know, your call or your prayer home. Okay? But all of this information, that's why you got to get familiar with the Global Prayer Home website. All of this information that I'm stating tonight is available for you. Okay? And so if you are new here, you want to also click on that link. I am new here. And you'll see a picture of me. It'll give you our prayer line number and our playback number, because I do want you to get merged into our intercessory prayer team that's been established now at least 10 years. You want to get that culture. You want to get that that pattern all over you. And if you connect for 40 days, that impartation is going to be on you. The website tells you to stay up to date, and it's going to give you information on how you can sign up by email updates and be on our constant contact. Okay? And then there's also a place there that says, are you starting a group? Send us an email letting us know how we can help you get started. And then, of course, you put your contact information there. Okay? And then I give you a little bit of information of what to expect with your first home, Global Prayer Home meeting. Where can you find support? Allow me to help you. Can I involve my children? Yes, you should. When I first got started, it was myself, Carolyn, my friend Carol, Ray, and her son, Brandon. That was our Global Prayer Home. And every week, we met every week. She would come to my house one week. I would go to her house the next week. And it was just the four of us. And we included our children in prayer. As parents, we do want to point them like an arrow in the right direction. Whether they're just sitting there with a coloring book, whether they're just sitting there with you doing homework, you want that impartation on your children, on your grandchildren. That is simply why I am birthing prayer homes all over the world today, is because my mom used to pray for us in our home. And now, for 10 years, I've been praying over the phone, and it's all over Bailey, my granddaughter who's 5. It's all over my children, Gail and Gabby, and my son-in-law, Baron, and my son, Deuce. Even if they're not walking in it yet, if they're saturated with it, they won't be able to shake it off. And so don't worry about your family. Even if you think you got to do it on your own, will you join the mandate that we will now take God's word and prayer all over the world and all over the nation? God has literally shown me that every state will be represented, and it won't just be one home. is going to catch on fire like a blaze, and the fire will never go out. And then it would be globally and internationally. When you think about your global prayer homes, especially if you're meeting face-to-face, you want to dress casual, comfortable atmosphere. Welcome those to come casual as well. It's really up to you. I want every one of you to know that you're getting ready to birth a miracle if you say yes. No global prayer home is the same. Cheryl told us when we got on the phone this morning, tonight, there was over 26 of us. And I guarantee you, we unmute the phone and all of us talk about birthing our babies that we've had, or being with a girlfriend or with our daughters or sons whose spouses had babies. None of them are the same. Each group will carry its vision. Each group will disperse the love of God and serve others. There's so many people that don't want to have anything to do with church. How many know that you are the church? It's not a building. It's us as individuals. And these groups will be comprised of family, friends, neighbors, associates. And you will be praying on various focuses and talking about different, topics as the Lord leads you. But one thing that will remain the same in all of our global prayer homes, all of our global prayer homes will teach from discipleship manual that we will give each and every one of you. And each of you will be teaching from our global prayer homes book. And now we have the Nehemiah anointing. And now we have our newest book, the Nehemiah anointing. But we'll be meeting once a month on this same number for impartation, information, and instruction. And you will have the opportunity every month to email our administration team from the website to let us know what actually happened at your global prayer home meeting. Okay? And so we want to thank each and every one of you. And we want to say again, will you join the mandate? We want you to think about and pray about what kind of global prayer home will you birth? Are you going to be birthing leaders? You could be a school teacher. Could you be birthing and praying for school leaders? Could it be mothers and fathers? Could it be orphans, widows, the elderly, teenage pregnancy? What burden is God giving you? What group of people really, really strike your interest? Could it be singles leader? It could be whatever God is calling. Could it be your family? All of your family members being called together for prayer once a month? Imagine what that would be like. Then you want to think about how many people are you leading once you get started. Many of you will start with yourself, just like I did. And it may grow to at least 3 to 12. And we call that a global prayer home. When you get to 20 to 40, then that global prayer home will consist of a regional leader. And then if you have 50 to 100 plus, you will be a senior regional leader, repeating the pattern that you've seen us birth these last 10 years. Remember, you'll never get overwhelmed. You'll never be out there by yourself. I'll never ask you to do something that you are not trained and equipped to do. We already have established that the regional meetings will probably run at least once a quarter. quarter regionally, where we will go to those regions, you know, that are producing big numbers. Memphis, Chicago, New Jersey, San Antonio, Atlanta, Tampa, Delaware are just some that we know that we are in contact with already. Some of these global prayer homes, don't get scared, are going to burst out into churches. And we will be planting churches in many of the states that global prayer homes are in. It will be one planting, one watering, but God will give the increase. Can you imagine when I started that prayer home? I never knew I would be teaching, I would be discipling people. I never knew that I would be a pastor and now an apostle. So don't get overwhelmed. Just look at me as a pattern for you to follow. Whenever my mom used to want something sewn by her girlfriend, Miss Simmons, she would go to Woolworth and get a, what do you call that? It was like a pattern of how she wanted that outfit made. What is it?
A pattern.
Yeah, okay. Well, they might need it in the morning. I'm sorry, ladies. Yeah, my mom would go get that cloth, that pattern from Woolworth, and the material, and Miss Simmons would sew from that pattern. Don't be afraid. Everybody listen. I'm walking in my apostolic calling now. Apostolically, I will lead you. I will plant you. I will help you figure it out. And what I can't help you figure out, we'll take it to the king. You don't have to do that anyway. Because what you produce is not going to be exactly like what I did. It will be qualitatively to fit you. Don't you want to be in a day and in a time now where you don't have to preach like nobody, you don't have to look like nobody, you don't have to do it like nobody. You just be led of God and have a covering that is a place where you can be accountable to. Okay? And so everything you need is on this website. And the last thing is the agreement. Terms and use of the agreement. You want to read that in our private policy. Okay? And so we will be making, I talked to my administrators today, we will be making some updates to the website to make sure you have everything you need by the click of the button on the website, from your the Lost Art of Discipleship, the scriptures that you need to use as you're praying for people, and the reports that you need to turn in monthly. Everything is eventually, within a month, is going to be added to what you already see. But as of now, we need everybody that can to go to the website, globalprayerhomes.com. We're building wall-to-wall intercessors all around the world. And then I want somebody to read Matthew chapter 18, where God gives us that great commission. But anyway, that is where we are. And I am so excited about what God is saying and what God is doing. Let me pull that scripture up. Somebody got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who want to read it for me?
Matthew 28 and 18.
Yeah, I said 18. Yeah, Matthew 28, 18. You're right.
18 to 20. And King James Version I'm reading. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, Say that again.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying,
okay,
all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things.
Say that again. Say that right there.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So, guess what? God just sent me to help you. But more than me, way more than me, I don't even count. When you open up your meeting, he is going to be there with you. That is going to be so tremendous to know that he is there with you. And he will give the increase according to your measure. We'll measure you in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year. We will evaluate and measure your growth. Every time I had a baby, when I took them back to the doctor did the measurements on that baby to make sure it was in the right measurement sprout of growth. The same will be happening for you. I am overwhelmed. I am tickled pink. I am amazed. If I can do this, ladies and gentlemen, you can do it. I started again with myself, Geraldine, who was about 3 or 4. And Geraldine is getting ready to be 30 this year. I was pregnant with Gabby doing this. I don't think Gabby was... Maybe I just had Gabby. But it's been right almost at 30 years that I've been actually praying. And it grew so big. I hear saying, Pastor C, how am I going to grow? How am I going to grow? First, you're going to say, I joined the mandate. God's going to get an increase. You can't think too hard about this. You can't go, you know, doing a map when we get off the phone. Just let it be. Just like Mary said, let it be. Father, whatever you say, you sent Gabriel here for me to get pregnant for the next move of God. That's literally what's going to happen through you. That Mary is not the only one that God wants to impregnate to carry the gospel. Now that same mandate is on all of us. And so you can hear it and say yes like Mary did, or you can ignore it. Do you actually think that Mary was the first one that heard from Gabriel? I really don't. I think the angels visit many people, but it's the ones that are open, the ones that say yes. And if any of you can say anything about me that is consistent, is Apostle C said yes. What was the next thing? Apostle C was consistent. I birthed that same spirit in each and every one of you, that you would say yes to the master and you will be consistent. That peace of him is in you to do that. Whether it's once a month, whether it's every other week, once a week, however you decide to do it, that's fine. If it's going to be on a conference call like this, is it going to be face-to-face? Is it going to be in Starbucks? Is it going to be in the teacher's lounge? You got to hear from God in reference to what, where, and what it's going to be like. Okay? And then God will do the rest. He wants to know, will you be a vessel? And will you carry the mandate? There's no way I can tell you everything that's going to happen. No way. I never knew that after God said pray for 40 days that I would be talking to you guys. Now building global prayer homes all over the world, and some of them would end up being a regional meetings where God says, I never want you to go to another region again without leaving a leader planted there. And so that is our goal. That is our mission. That's not for everybody. So don't get, you know, all tight. It's the mandate to be the regional is not for everybody. But everybody starts as a global prayer home in one way or another. I'm going to give you this last thing that God gave me to give you. When David went down to the cave of Adullam and began to live there, everybody heard about him. Who is everybody? It was the people who had been in the same position as he was. It was all the guys who had been there and done that. They heard about this great big hero. They had given it a good bash in their time. They tried to make it in the system. Maybe a lot of them tried really hard and did fairly well, but this guy got as close as you could get to the Big Apple. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine? David was trying his best to fit in to Saul's system. He got so close that he married Saul's daughter, and Jonathan was his best friend. How close do you get to the Big Apple than that? Study trying to fit in, Penny, but never could find his place. And many of you have been called to me because I was a reject. I was thrown out. I didn't ever fit. I didn't even think I was qualified. Nobody would have really picked me on my team because on their team because I was always different. But the news spread fast, and the news got out that David was in the cave of Adullam. The scripture says that everybody who was in trouble, everybody who was in debt, everybody who had ever been rejected by the system and considered a dropout, they all ended up joining David in the cave of Adullam. I've been praying for each and every one of you all day today. And I said, Father, who are those people that are waiting on these next leaders who you're giving us the ability to impart in? There are many people out there that are in debt. They've been rejected. They've been kicked out of the system. They don't even fit in church. Nobody never let them use their gifts, their calling. You know, they were capped. Whatever literally has happened to you, those people will be drawn to you as well. And so don't worry about it, because the word is going to get out. We're going to populate all over the world, and the Pharaoh spirit will not be able to kill what God wants to birth for such a time as this. I want you to know that you're becoming the best leader that God could ever develop. You are exactly on target. You are exactly where God intends for you to be. You are exactly on target and exactly where God wants you to be. I can't wait to come to your global prayer home in your city and visit you and the people that God are calling you to. I can't wait to lay my hands on you and approve and validate you to go forth in the kingdom and build more disciples. This is going to be tremendous. As you host Jesus, our Lord and our King, in your sphere of influence, will you be the womb that Holy Spirit can live in for the next move of God? I'm going to say it again. Will you let him use your womb as he did Mary for the next move of God? There are many backsliders out there. There are many that have fallen away. There are many that have given up. But God is going to use you to build this global prayer home, to get the remnant of the prodigals. Many of them could preach better than you. Many of them know more scriptures than you. Many of them have the prophetic gift and operating in the fivefold. Another thing that you're going to make sure that everybody you touch will have at least three or four things. They will be built as a disciple. They will take the spiritual gift assessment. They will have those same scriptures that you start off with. That's just a four start in category, and they will be able to give their individual reports of what actually happened in their meeting. Okay? It's very simple. Once you get it in your system, you'll be good. And it's only 1 hour. Can you stand that? 1 hour a month. That's all I'm requesting as a global prayer home leader. It's 1 hour out of a whole month. Will you join the mandate? The spark is already in you. I've just been chosen by God to walk alongside of you and stir up that gift. Stir up that gift. Something is about to rise up out of you to be the leader, to stand against the system of this world and rescue a people. That is what God is calling you to be. That apostolic gift that is on many of you. Many of you will rise up as apostles, teachers, evangelists, pastors, prophets. God has called you, and he wants to know, will you join the mandate? Will you join the mandate? I'm going to stop right there because it's right at 9. We will have this playback for all of you to go back and listen to. But I want to open up the line right now. And I want to call Penny to give a 1-minute testimony. She's still on. And Lola to give a 1-minute testimony, if she is still on, of what has happened for them since they birthed their global prayer home. Are you with us, Penny?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you. It's an honor to be on the line this evening for my 1-minute testimony. Apologies. Okay, well, when Pastor Coop released the mandate about the global prayer homes, my heart was immediately touched, and I knew that that would be an assignment that God would call me to, but I felt really unprepared, like I'm sure most people do, mostly unprepared in my home because I recently moved. I didn't have any furniture, and I was really fretting about that, and pastors were like, hey, get some pillows, sit on the floor, and I thought, yeah, I could get some pillows and sit on the floor, so I just said yes, and I ended up starting my global prayer home in May of 2018, and I actually started it in my beauty salon. And so the way I gathered people, if anyone's interested in that, I just began to look over my clients, people that I'm associated with, and I just invited them. And they started coming immediately. My first meeting was May of 2018, and they started coming, and we moved into onto a conference call because the weather in Chicago is kind of weird in the winter. It's hard to get around, so I moved it indoors to a conference call. So I had my conference call on the second Monday of each month from 7 to 8, and my calls usually run about maybe 8 to 12 people, somewhere in there varying a little bit, and exactly what Pastor C is sharing about having subject matter to teach on right now. We're still teaching in the discipleship manual, which is so full and so rich. I'm just getting to chapter 3 after all of this time. That's how much there is. I just passed chapter 3, and I did like one paragraph, and that took the whole about 15 minutes that I start out, and I do exactly what she says. I do take the prayer request, and usually through the month, the Lord just kind of gives me something to talk about, and it just comes out right there on the call, and it opens up a lot of dialogue. I do want to share that last month, the Lord had me talk about the altar and how to build a personal altar. And I have several people, but one of the young ladies that comes on my call, and she's so faithful from the very first global prayer home that I've had up until now, and she is a Catholic. And so even without trying to, dissuade her or talk to her, the word alone, the teaching alone, the times together of prayer alone is causing her to kind of start having some questions about some things, and it's the word, the power of the word is turning her to the truth all by itself. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to bring out my Bibles and my scripture. The power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God's word is turning her to the truth. And so she's my most faithful memory. She comes absolutely every single meeting. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I have no idea what's next, but I'm just going to keep pressing this and keep inviting and keep teaching and keep praying, and the Holy Spirit do the rest of the work.
Beautiful, Penny. So proud of you. Thank you for sharing on tonight. That's a big, great number, 8 to 12. And just imagine every month, if you press in the prayer and you ask each of those people to recruit for the kingdom, oh my God, it's going to be more than you can fathom. But what a great start, and being consistent and watching God do the rest. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Penny. Is Lola with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Okay. I'm here, Pastor Scott. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I'm so glad to be a part of the history. Yes, the Global Prayer Ministry was brought up out of the 2015 regional summit that was hosted by myself in Atlanta, and I'm just so happy that I finally caught the vision. And 2018 of February, I started the Global Prayer Home Ministry, and we have not missed a global prayer meeting. We meet once a week, every Saturday at 7:30, and there's anywhere from 8 to 16, sometimes 19 people on that call every Saturday. And my desire and what has been phenomenal for me is consistency, because we get that demonstrated to us every Monday through Friday on the 6 a.m. morning call. So regardless to whether I'm there or not, that call is going to be held. So you never have to worry about a call being canceled, because if I'm not there, somebody will carry it on. And that's my desire, that every person on that line will eventually become a global prayer home host. And many of them are on the line tonight that have already signed up and ready to do that. So I'm thankful. And I even on tomorrow will launch a new level of global prayer home ministry. I will be going into homes taking prayer. I stopped my first in-home prayer with my cousin, who has recently had a stroke and not able to get out to church. Her and her ex-husband, I will pray with them on tomorrow, and will stand in the gap with them for diagnosis that only God can turn around. So I'm just believing that God will, my passion is healing, seeing, and you spoke it on the line last, when you came on the Global Prayer Home last week, that miracle signs and wonders, and that is my desire for this Global Prayer Home ministry, that miracles, signs, and wonders will follow. And I'm just so glad that week after week, people are coming because they need what they're hearing. And what I anticipate and want to do every time we meet is to leave the people of God with hope, with knowing that they are called to do something great for the kingdom. And I just thank God for having the opportunity to walk it out. And Dr. Scott, you just don't even know. It's such a burning within me to do Global Prayer Home. And I never knew that the gift of intercession was on my life as it is. And I'm just so thankful that God has given me the confidence to move and just be all that he's called me to be. And now that I'm no longer working a job, wow, the things that God puts in my hand every day to do regarding ministry, I make ministry first in my life. And now just watch everything else happen after that. It's just been phenomenal these last couple weeks, what God has been doing in my life financially. Just, I mean, open every day, just getting fresh manna, fresh work, fresh direction every day to just do kingdom work. It's just awesome. It's just
amazing.
Totally awesome. So I can't wait until you're able to come here, and I'll put it all together for
us. Right. We're coming. I want everybody to know we're coming. We're going to come and check on you. I have high hopes. And Lola, what about being connected to the Global Prayer Home and our prayer line? Do you just want to tell the people your next trip this year that wasn't even planned until you met us at the summit?
Yes, I had no idea. As you prophesied to me that I was called to the nations, that it would actually take place at the Ninth Global Prayer Summit. A young lady that I had never met in my life, talked to her only once on the phone. But years ago, when I went to Europe in 2006, God told me, because it happened the exact same way, that he was taking me there to show me what it was like and what I would be doing. Because when I went there, the young lady that took me back, she really tried to shut me down because I didn't know how to speak any of the language there, but I expressed myself through my hands. And yet, after I got through ministering to the people, they came up and said that I was ministering them through the movement of my hand. And the young lady told me, said, I look so crazy doing that. Don't go out of the country to do that. But God used me mightily over there, and I'm giving God all the glory. And then the same thing happened to me. And now, on the 1st through the 14th of November, I will be going to Lagos, Nigeria, to minister in the area of healing. And we will be ministering to leaders. And I said to myself, God, I'm going to be ministering to leaders? Oh, my God. And you know something? I am equipped. I am equipped because the same anointing that got Jesus up out of the grave, it rests on us, people of God. And I'm just so thankful to be connected to this ministry. And Dr. Scott, as I've always said, wherever we go, you're represented there. You're sending us. Your ministry is what we represent. I just want to thank God for being connected to you.
Thank you.
And we will get an opportunity before we leave to come by and let you and Dr. Sabrina actually cover us in prayer.
Right. Definitely. I just wanted to use that as an example. We could never tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everything that's going to happen. All we can do is give you this foundation and make sure that the roots are deep and that we're standing on solid ground on the Lord, our King and our Savior, and He will do the rest. Will you come under our apostolic grace to impart and train and equip you as the next leaders in this time and season, doing something that many people are not even doing? But it's an Acts chapter. It's in the book of Acts. As they went from house to house, it's in the scripture what God has mandated us to do. So I want to stop right there, because right at 9:15. So does anybody have any questions?
Apostle, please.
Yeah.
The Lost Art of Discipleship. I've been trying to find the book. Who's the author?
Where are we? Cheryl, Brenda, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, God.
Oh, I had it. Let me see.
Leroy M. That's it. M.
Yeah.
E-L-M-S.
Leroy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But we will send you that link if you don't have it. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you have to actually print that out and put it in a binder. So you'll keep it forever. In your binder, you need to print out the scriptures, you know, the scriptures that you can use.
Yeah.
And you can print out your reports. But everything you need from those that actually go to the website, so that Brenda and Cheryl, Cheryl's our administrator right now, Brenda is her backup, can send you the link with everything on there. We're hoping and praying by next month's meeting, everything will be on the website. But just in case it's not, you need to get started with reading and praying and a potential date when you're going to get started. Reading, praying, and get a potential date. And what would that home look like? Will it be a line, or will it be actually face-to-face? Only you can determine that. Anybody else?
Yes, Pastor C?
Yes.
This is Lucille. How are you?
Hi, Lucille. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
But I just want to share with you all that the morning you asked if there would be somebody who would say yes and would join the mandate, and I told you yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that I would start with my children first.
Right.
I have three adult children. And that Friday evening, I called all of them over, and I said to them that I wanted them to come over because I had fixed dinner for them, and I just needed them over. So they became afraid because they wanted to know what is going on with Mama. So they got on the phone and started calling each other, wanting to know what is wrong with Mama. She has cooked dinner for us, and she's inviting us over. They thought that I was going out of here. They were so afraid. But they came over. And when they came over, they found out that Mama was fine. Mama just wanted to call them in to let them know that I said yes to the mandate and that I was going to start my ministry here, my home, global home ministry, prayer ministry, with them first. They were so excited.
Wow.
And that Friday evening, not only did my son come, he brought his son. So I had about five people here in my house outside of myself.
Oh,
we had such a blessed time that they did not want to leave my house. And I told them they got to leave and go somewhere because they could not stay here. But they have been so excited. And my daughter said to me, now this is, well, I won't say confirmation, but it was really strange. I had been going down the street looking for a building. And I'm saying, God, why am I looking for a building? I don't want to start a ministry. But, you know, I shared something with you all about the experience I had at my church. But my daughter said to me before they left, she said, Mom, why don't you start our church? I said, what do you mean our church? She said, Mom, you can start our church. And people will be drawn to our church because of what God has imparted in you.
Lord.
And I thought about that. But Pastor C, I have started my global prayer home ministry with them, but I don't want it to just stay with them.
Right.
I want it to become a conference call because I've been telling people about it, and they've been so excited about it. Well, just let me know when you get started. But I want to start with my children first and branch out to the conference call online. So, as I told you before, I'm going to need some help. Lola, bless her heart. That's my daughter. Anytime I call her and ask her a question, she always has the answers for me. So she told me to go online and what to do, but I got sort of caught up in that. I'm not computer savvy like she is.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, Mom, text Sister V Well, I had been calling her and never could get through. So when I get myself in a jam, I would like to know whom shall I call to help me with the information. But you just told us what we need to do. Go online, so I'll let ask Lola to help me to do what I need to do first.
Right.
If that's okay with you.
You want to do that? And then you want to make sure, guess who you have right here with you? Cheryl Roberts and Linda Burton. They're going to give their phone numbers before we get off.
All right.
And if they have any problems, we have many administrators on Turning Point side and CSM side that can help you set up your free conference call line. We want you to excuse Viva. Viva's been off for over a month with pneumonia.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's probably why you never got a call back from Viva.
Wow.
But right here you have Brenda and Cheryl.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out from within our group.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So happy for you.
Well, thank you. So I'm happy, too, and my kids are excited about it, too.
Right.
They want to know, Mama, when are we going to meet again? I don't know if it's because of the food or if it's the fellowship.
Either way, they are.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Going to give the increase. Thank you
yes,
so much
indeed.
For sharing.
Lola, I'm going to help you get your number in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Lola.
All right.
Okay, do we have one more and we'll close? If there are anybody with any more questions, and guess what? If you can't think of anything now and you have a question, you always want to go back to your website and email us from the website so we can answer any questions you may have. So if you have any questions, you want to push that contact button. And it says get in touch, and you will just put your name, email, and put that message there, and one of our administrators will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so that's it for tonight. Now we want to know, will you join the mandate? So tonight we want to know if it's a yes, no, maybe so. You want to go to our website, give us your name, your email address, and say, I will join the mandate, or I need more information, or I need administration to call me, or Pastor C. You know, you just want to tell us what to do from here.
Okay, Pastor C?
Yes.
This is Beverly Howard. I need a number to call in because the number that you gave on the flyer doesn't work for me. So I need a backup number.
Which number?
I have it with that, Dr. Scott.
Okay. I'm not sure which
you
number.
You know, she needs a number so she can access the free conference calls line. I can give her.
You got it? You got it, Lola? Okay.
I got it.
And Lola, you're going to give that number to Brenda and Cheryl so we can put that on our main sheet, where people will know what to do if they can't do that free conference call. If you can let them know what that is, and we can include that on our website and our email as well.
It is 06.
You want to call? Yeah. You're going to
okay,
give that to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cheryl, can you give your phone number? Ladies, why don't you write this number down? It's Cheryl Robinson.
And yeah, Cheryl, the email address is SACRELL44.
Give them your phone number right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. 832-564-7931.
Is that 832?
Yes, ma'am. 564-7931.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Cheryl and Brenda, make sure and put your phone numbers on that email. We'll email everybody tonight just an updated email from this call, from the information that they have. Brenda, you want to give your number?
Yeah, because 323-359
0154. One more time, then. 323-359-0154.
Okay. Pastor
C, this is Lucille again. I'm not sure if anyone has my email address because I never got online to our posted there. So do I need to give it to Cheryl or Brenda?
Yes, ma'am. You do.
Okay.
So you'll be in our email blast.
You do.
Okay. Everybody that's on here, if you've never given us that information, you can go to the website and put that, push that link that says get in touch. Give us your name, your email address, your phone number. But if you don't have access to the website, call Brenda or call Cheryl so we can add you to our database so you'll get all information. And we want to add you to our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
But you'll get an email from the ladies and just follow the instructions from there. But you still want to make sure and back us up with that get in touch link with all of your information.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And it's about 9:30. We went a little bit longer tonight because we want to give information and answer any questions. Our next meeting will be the first Monday of each month. But the ladies always send out a reminder, and it's always on this phone number at 8:15 Central Standard Time. I'm going to be praying and believing that God is going to bring me a tribe of people that I can train and our ministry can train for this next move of God. Will you join the mandate? Please hit us up within the next 24 hours. If it's yes, no, or maybe so, I want to talk to you from there. Okay? God bless you, and God keep you is our prayer. Father, we pray for every individual that was connected on tonight, and we pray that we will all join the mandate to take the gospel all over the world according to the scripture, Matthew 28. And we thank you that one waters one plant, but you give the increase. And we thank you, Father, that our families will be blessed, our bodies will be blessed, everything we touch will be blessed as we yield for such a time as this to take the kingdom over the world and build disciples in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. In discipleship, prayer, and word, and doctrine, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, ladies. Can I hear from you within the next 24 hours so we can get connected from there?
Goodbye.